Tens of thousands of migrant children are risking death to come to the United States, alone, without other members of their families. I'm Dave Becker, and this is KNPR's State of Nevada. U.S. Representative Stephen Horsford recently visited Brownsville, Texas, where thousands of young immigrants are crossing the border. President Obama recently addressed the crisis that is driving the immigration boom.
In recent weeks, we've seen a surge of unaccompanied children arrive at the border, brought here by smugglers and traffickers. The journey is unbelievably dangerous for these kids.
We'll talk to Representative Horsford about how the government should respond to the influx of children. Later, we'll talk with the musicians who worked on some of the biggest strip shows in 1989.
Here's the newest show at the Tropicana in Las Vegas. This is the American replica of the famous Follies Bergère.
The strike that took place in 1989 ended the era of live music in Las Vegas. That story is ahead, but first, we turn to an update on the Driver's Privilege Card program 6 months after it started in Nevada. Only about a third of the estimated 60,000 eligible undocumented immigrants have signed up for driver privilege cards, according to the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles. Lawmakers who approved the program hoped the cards would increase safety on the roads. Applicants for driver privilege cards have struggled with written tests, and some have speculated that undocumented immigrants are still concerned that applying for the card will reveal their immigration status. Kevin Malone is a spokesman for the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles, and he joins us now. Kevin Malone, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here, Dave.
When legislators voted for driver privilege cards, they hoped to reach as many drivers as were eligible. So why have only a third of the estimate gotten these cards?
Well, estimate is the key word there, Dave. No one really knew how many people were going to show up. We had an initial rush of applicants back in January and February, and that's kind of tapered off, and it's become part of the routine at the Department of Motor Vehicles. We don't have long lines anymore.
Are you still seeing applicants come in?
We've had plenty of them, and the numbers will continue to climb. As far as reaching 60,000, though, that's a maybe, maybe not.
The failure rates on the test for the driver privilege card have been pretty high, about 67%, 2 out of 3. How has that affected the number of privilege cards out there?
Well, obviously, it's kept it down. We've given out over 48,000 knowledge tests, the written test, and only a little over 22,000 people have actually passed it and gotten driver authorization cards. So that tells you something right there, a lot of retests. But the thing about the test is it's very difficult. It is a very difficult test. The failure rate among standard license applicants is 57%, and among driver authorization card applicants, it's 67%. So it's really not that much higher, actually. It is a very difficult test.
Do you think that some people are still wary of the program? I'd mentioned in the introduction some concern that they may end up on the radar screen of immigration authorities. Do you think that's a factor?
It could very well be, and the thing we say on that is that one of the first paragraphs in the bill that authorized driver authorization cards is a law that the DMV is not allowed to release any information for the purposes of immigration enforcement. And it is a pretty solid, ironclad law that we cannot use this information for any purpose related to immigration enforcement. And we came out and said that to the community. There may be some people who don't believe it, but it's worth repeating. We're not ICE.
There are some 20,000 privilege cards out there. Is there any evidence that they have increased safety?
It's going to be very difficult to determine what impact the driver authorization cards have on safety, because they're all bunched together with the other drivers. As far as I know, the accident reporting doesn't draw any distinction between a driver authorization card and a standard driver's license. So it's going to be difficult to determine what actual impact they have on safety. But I can tell you that we've had, you know, at least 16,000 or 22,000 people pass the test. So they're more knowledgeable of the rules of the road than they were before.
Do you know if insurance coverage has increased among this group?
Again, that's a very difficult thing to track. The Division of Insurance might or might not have any statistics on that. The thing about insurance is that it is not required to get a driver's license or a driver authorization card. The insurance is issued on cars. So again, it's going to be a very difficult thing to track.
Kevin Malone is spokesman for the Department of Motor Vehicles. Mr. Malone, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Call me again, Dave.